Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Discover Covington County Hospital's Swing Bed Program, offering comprehensive care for patients transitioning from acute hospital care to home. With a focus on rehabilitation, we ensure a smooth journey back to your home environment. Choose Covington County Hospital, where your health care matters.
Welcome in, everybody, to this recorded edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you being here. Please forgive me, no live stream tonight, having some internet issues here at the house. It is moving incredibly slow, like Windows 95 slow, impossibly slow, and it will not support a live stream. Been in contact with C Spire. They're going to work on it for me. They'll be here tomorrow morning. We'll get it figured out. Doesn't help us tonight, though, so no live stream. Please, again, accept my apologies for that. But still got some things to talk with you about. Ole Miss got a trio of transfer portal commitments today. We'll talk about that. Got a visitor coming tomorrow, a quarterback. Interesting quarterback. Kind of goes against the other quarterbacks they've been interested in, or at least the style of, or the type of prospect they are. Not really style, but the type of prospect that they are. And then, what do they need? So Ole Miss has the number two portal class at the moment. They've got 11 commitments at the moment. So far, obviously, if they're number two in the country, they've done well, but they still have a lot of needs. What are they? We'll talk about that on this edition of the podcast. I would invite you, please, like the video, subscribe to the channel if you have not already. Also, subscribe to the podcast. If you are watching or listening on YouTube and you have not subscribed to the podcast, you should do that. Just search Rebel Report wherever you get your podcast and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. And this edition and every edition of the podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, has got you covered for personal injury. If you've been personally injured, don't waste another second. Wake up tomorrow. Call DJ Gregory at 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. Also, if you're a small business owner and you need legal advice, or you don't need legal advice at the moment, but just in case that day comes, you don't want to be left not knowing where to go, DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, if you're in Mississippi, he can help you out. 662-397-9799, the Gregory Law Firm, for all of your personal injury, small business, and contract disputes. We'll start with Caleb Odom, the wide receiver, the massive wide receiver. He's listed, at least at what I'm looking at right now, he's listed at 6'5", 230. He was a five-star in last year's recruiting class. Only caught a handful of balls for Alabama this year, but the potential and the upside and the eligibility, which is kind of a theme with this class for Ole Miss, is obviously there with him. They picked him up last night, and that is their second portal addition at wide receiver, obviously with the Oklahoma State transfer that we've talked about already. Two bigger receivers, and that's something that I'm very curious about. In hindsight, with this receiver room, once Trey Harris went down, if you look at who they played and who got the most snaps for Ole Miss, small receivers were the theme for this team this year, lacking physicality. Now, don't get me wrong, Jordan Watkins was a great player for Ole Miss in his time, and Caden Lee had an exceptional season, so don't get me wrong there either. But part of me has also wondered if some of Ole Miss's woes in the run game can also be attributed to not being blocked well enough on the edges. Ole Miss's calling card at wide receiver in the past has been big, physical wide receivers. Not all of them. Like Elijah Moore was an All-American at Ole Miss, and he's not a particularly big guy. But when you look at a guy like Treadwell and A.J. Brown and DK and Dante Moncrief, Mingo, these bigger-bodied physical wide receivers, but a lot of them were also willing and capable blockers. Part of me wonders if Ole Miss lacked some physicality on the edges that kind of prevented them from running their full offense and possibly even prevented them from being as good of a running team as they could have been. Now, I know that the issues start up front on the offensive line, but that is something that I've thought about with these two new portal additions. They're bigger receivers, and especially Odom is built basically like a tight end. Part of me wonders if that's kind of been a focal point for Ole Miss. You've got Caden Lee returning. He had a great season. He'll be great again for Ole Miss, you would assume. But adding some size in the receiver room is obviously something that they have emphasized, especially with this pickup right here. So that is potential more so than production. But the five-star, Caleb Odom, is in the boat for Ole Miss, and that is most certainly a good pickup for them. Second portal pickup today was on the offensive line, Delano Townsend. He is a guard transfer from UAB. It is a name that I heard for the first time today. And so if I butchered that first name, please forgive me. I will learn the accurate pronunciation. But 6'4", 315. Again, a guy with a lot of years of eligibility. He's got 3 years of eligibility left, so he's basically like a high school recruit in terms of time that you would hope that he would be in your program. Obviously, in this day and age, you know, guys transfer multiple times. Just because you get him now doesn't mean you have him forever. But generally speaking, here's another player with multiple years of eligibility that you can, you would hope, develop and have him become a quality offensive lineman. For what it's worth, according to Pro Football Focus, they charted over 400 pass protection snaps for him, and he gave up one sack in over 400 opportunities to protect the passer. So those are good numbers. I don't know much about him. You guys have heard me say this before. It's a bit cynical, and forgive me for that, but I am in wait-and-see mode with this Ole Miss offensive line, pretty much regardless of who they add, because this time last year, they returned 4 of 5 starters on the offensive line from the 2023 team, and they added 4 portal players, 2 of which, as you guys know from Washington's national championship appearing offensive line, and yes, by the way, I'm holding a dart, the life of parenting a 5-year-old. Drake Mays, left tackle, and then a guy that started over 30 games at Southern Miss. And the offensive line not only did not get better, but it kind of regressed. And so there is something wrong, whether it's lack of development. And it kind of could be both, right? Because they didn't develop the guys that they had already. And then the portal guys were either misevaluated, not coached correctly. I'm not smart enough to know what the answer is. I know that there's issues in the offensive line room, but it's not just one thing. Like, well, they're not developing the guys that they have. Again, they return 4 starters. Well, they're not evaluating good enough. Well, that's also a major issue. Maybe they're not being coached well enough. I don't know, but there is issues right now on the offensive line, and the way that they've been able to bring in players tells you that they shouldn't be like this, and yet they are like this. So very much in wait-and-see mode. He could end up being a great player for Ole Miss. I'm just going to believe that the offensive line has improved for the Rebels when it happens, and really not a second sooner. Finally, Jaden Yates, the Marshall transfer. We talked about him very briefly. He was coming in for a visit not too terribly long ago. Has committed to Ole Miss. They needed a linebacker, and they got a really experienced one. Now, it's in the Sun Belt, but Sun Belt still plays good football as well. And I don't care what level you're playing. 120 tackles and 7 TFLs is highly, highly, highly productive. I mean, that's an exceptional season. Apparently, you know, plays pretty fast. A quality player. Other SEC schools wanted him, or at least brought him in for visits. Ole Miss needed linebacker help badly, and they get a highly productive Sun Belt linebacker. Of course, there is the question on whether or not his game can translate to the SEC level. Obviously, it's a different level. But that kind of production paired with the other schools that offer him tells you that they got a pretty good prospect here. And at this point, questioning the evaluations, especially at the linebacker position for Ole Miss, kind of a fool's errand with how they've done so far, especially under Pete Golding. So those are the pickups that they got today. Also, reportedly getting a visitor, most of you guys are going to be listening when he's on campus, but Bo Pribula, the Penn State transfer who, not controversial, but made some waves in the media for leaving Penn State because if he was going to find his new destination, he couldn't stay with the team going into their playoff game coming up this weekend. Apparently going to visit Ole Miss, is also visiting UCF, has visited Missouri already, has Iowa on the docket. Very interesting that Ole Miss was able to get him in on a visit. The other portal quarterbacks they've been in on have been guys that have been starters for lesser teams, guys that you look at as like veterans, come in, be a backup, get paid, you're one play away from starting in the SEC. This guy is looking to start. That's why he's leaving Penn State after it was announced that Drew Aller, Penn State starting quarterback, is going to return. This guy hits the portal. You would assume he's looking for a place to start, or at least have a really good chance to start for that team. With the presence of Austin Simmons, the likelihood of him starting at a place like Ole Miss versus the other ones that he's looking at seems very low. Now, if you're Lane Kiffin, of course, if you can get a guy like him, talented guy, good athlete, to come in and compete with Simmons, great. That's exactly what you should do. But I am very curious about this because it is a little bit different than the other two, who seemed like very obvious veteran backup, get paid, you're one play away, but if not, you're comfortable with the other two that they've been in on. This one's a little bit different. If you can add a quarterback of this caliber, then go ahead and add him, but it is a little bit different than the other two. I still think they really believe in Austin Simmons, but it would be a true competition, a real and true competition if they're able to get somebody like this in. But considering the more desperate needs from the other teams on his list, I would be surprised if he ends up at Ole Miss. And now that I said that, he's going to sign tomorrow. But anyway, also, I mean, there's been some movement on the Justice Haynes front. We'll talk about that coming up after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your office technology needs. If you're a Mississippi company or business or you need technology in the office, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage and data security, they've got you covered. absms.com. Tell them I sent you and you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment on me for free. absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. With 16 locations here in Mississippi, there's likely to be one in your backyard. Bank with me at Priority One Bank and they will make you their priority just like they do me. So Ole Miss had a couple. We'll start here. What do they need in the portal? This is what they've got. Now, what do they need? Couple of secondary pieces hit the portal today. A.J. Brown played sparingly, barely at all, relative to the starters. Anyway, he hit the portal. Kennedy as well, the defensive back, who I thought in a changed role towards the end of the season actually was productive for Ole Miss by season's end. He also hit the transfer portal, which that one's a little bit more interesting than the others. That highlights to me the need that they have in the secondary. A guy like Kennedy, I mean, he was picked on by opponents earlier in the season, certainly what was a point of emphasis for other offenses for a period of time, but he did get better as the season went on, it felt. They kind of adjusted where they had him playing, and whether it was comfort or whatever, he did help that defense to some degree. Having a guy like him leave is not ideal. Is he replaceable? With all due respect to the player, yes, that is a replaceable player, but they got to go do it now. And so that is need number one for me, is the defensive secondary. I know they've got a couple in the class already, but they need both safety and defensive back help. That to me right now is priority one. They've already got three linemen in the portal. They're returning a handful of guys as well, and there's not too many particularly great looking linemen out there anyway. To me, biggest need right now for them is the secondary. They just need numbers. They need bodies right now in the defensive secondary. That's priority one for me. Number two is running back. I know they got the Lacey transfer from Missouri. I know they're bringing in a freshman, and Diggs is returning, even though you haven't seen him play yet, coming off of that bowl game injury a year ago. They're trying to get Haynes from Alabama in. He's visiting South Carolina this week. May or may not happen. We'll have to see. I think that's priority number two for Ole Miss. I think it's secondary. They need another running back. You can't depend on a freshman. We don't know yet what Diggs is like. And then Lacey barely produced for Missouri last year. They need a running back, a more instant impact running back. So that's priority number two for me remaining in the transfer portal. Number three, defensive line. I do think that they like what they have on the defensive line, though. I do think that they like what they have, returning with like Harris and Perkins, and they've already portaled a couple of guys as well. I'm kind of looking at the tackle spot, though. You've got Echols as well from last year's recruiting class, but I do think that they need to add at least one more defensive tackle as a priority spot, and maybe an edge as well if they can get one. But again, I know they've added a couple via portal, and Perkins is back. But they like what they have, but they still need to continue to add. I think at defensive tackle is another position of priority. Feel good about the quarterback situation. Feel better about wide receiver today than I did a few days ago, especially if Cunningham comes on strong. I assume they're going to add one more and working on adding maybe a couple more. But priority order for me, since linebacker now has not been totally taken care of, but that's been answered to some degree. It's defensive back is priority one, running back priority two, and then defensive line, priority three. But they're going to keep adding in basically every spot because that's what just kind of needs to be done in this era of college sports. So good pickups for Ole Miss. Still got some needs. So far, they're doing well. They still need to continue to add if they want to close out strong in this portal class. So sorry for not being live. Just couldn't help the internet issues. I appreciate you guys very much, and I will talk to you again, knock on wood, I will talk to you again live on Sunday. We'll have basketball to talk about as well, although it's just Queens. So get in, get out with a win, and move on. But anyway, see you guys on Sunday, hopefully live again then. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.